This podcast is brought to you by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in over 40 currencies with no markups and no hidden fees. Whether you're sending pesos across the pond, spending reals in Rio, or getting paid in dollars for your side gig, you'll get the mid-market exchange rate on every transaction. Plus, most transfers arrive in less than 20 seconds. Join 15 million customers internationally. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. T's and C's apply.
With the new year upon us, there's no better time to take control of your finances. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, oh man, I love the AI stuff. I use it every day. Patrick uses it every day. What did you just do something really cool with ChatGPT? And I forget what it was, but you analyzed something and laid something out. What was it? Something cool.
Oh, I was analyzing, we're house shopping.
Yes.
And I put in the list of homes we were looking at and asked it to do an analysis on distance to airport, amenities, neighborhood vibe, all those things. And it gave me a prioritized list and it ranked them.
We had Grok live doing a back and forth live on this show with me. Live. The app for X. My daughter's boyfriend, 19 years old, a genius actually, has an AI startup. And he's in actually Nigeria right now. He has this massive deal going. But the point is, I brought him to a 2D Mechanical. Because his app answers phones. It does. And directs people to getting service. And Bob Tootie, the founder of Tootie Mechanical, called the number and spoke to the app, AI app, for a half hour. And I mean, it was flawless. What's your problem? Where's the problem? It identified the problem. It scheduled a repair person in conversation. It's that cool. And then there's this. As everybody knows, Phil DeLicente is one of my boys. But beyond that, one of the best attorneys in America. So I sent him... Well, first of all, Patrick, this is scary as hell, what happened here.
It's frightening. It is. ChatGPT is being investigated for essentially helping a school shooter plan and execute, you know, their attack.
Play that piece, please, young lady. Please. Thank you.
Surveillance video from Florida State University shows the suspect pursuing victims with a gun in hand as they fled. Two people were killed in last year's shooting. Phoenix Eichner remains behind bars awaiting trial, but Florida prosecutors are now targeting an alleged accomplice, ChatGPT.
Technology AI is supposed to help and support mankind, not lead to its demise.
The state's attorney general, James Uthmeyer, announced a criminal investigation into OpenAI this month, arguing that the AI chatbot offered, quote, significant advice days and hours before the first shots were fired.
If this were a person on the other end of the screen, we would be charging them with murder.
State officials released exchanges that show the suspect asking how the country might react to a shooting at his school, where he could find the most students, and how to handle guns and ammo. OpenAI says its ChatGPT is not responsible for last year's mass shooting, adding that it provided factual responses to questions that could be found online and did not encourage or promote illegal or harmful activity. CBS News legal contributor Caroline Polisi.
Wow. You used to type into Google to get
enough
information.
Drop out, please. Thank you. That's enough. Phil, my man. How are you, sir?
I'm good. How about you, Morgan?
Wow, hi, Phil. Patrick. Wow, Phil. Jump in here, brother. Your first reaction.
This is just the beginning. Yeah, and anyone that's listening, including Senator Fetterman and Senator McCormick.
Nice.
AI stands for artificial intelligence. Now think about that. AI. Everybody's real cool. All of a sudden, it's like real estate people. Everybody's an AI professional.
So
well,
true.
Guess what? No. Everybody, I know people on LinkedIn. All of a sudden, they got this AI group. Here's what we need. It's very simple. And Donald Trump, I hope Senator McCormick talks to him, and this is my suggestion. Yeah, yeah. We need an AI czar.
Something.
And here's why. You have all these various companies, and anything in the very inception of anything that's ever been created has its positives and it has its negatives. Sure. However, unless we have somebody that's competent to talk to these geniuses that not only input, but also the algorithms that spit out this information. For instance, I will have people come in for personal injury or criminal defense cases, and they'll have 15 pages of questions because they went on AI.
Oh.
Now, I'm going to bring something else up that's very important for all the attorneys, because every attorney thinks they're the greatest and the smartest. I do not. Yeah. I have a lot to learn. But anything, if you're being represented by a lawyer and you put in information that your attorney gave you to any of these AI, Grok, ChatGPT, all this stuff, guess what? You waived privilege, attorney-client privilege. Whether it's the government, whether it's a civil case, you made a huge mistake. And there's case law that came out in February from the New York courts that said just that. So listen to your lawyer. There's nothing better than the real deal. You know, I'm hearing
You just broke some news for me. So they're jeopardizing their case by jacking with AI.
There's no question.
Wow.
And I tell every client that comes through the door now, look, you're waiving attorney-client privilege as the case law stands right now, and it's a scary thing. Now, AI does have a tremendous amount of benefits.
Yeah, yeah.
However, we need this czar. If the senators are listening, I know sometimes they listen because I get feedback from other persons.
Yeah.
Recommend it to Donald J. Trump.
Hey,
Phil. Czar.
Hey, Phil. So we pulled up a bunch of cases where big-ass law firms have used AI to submit briefs, and then they find mistakes in it. They call it hallucination. Have your folks explored this at all?
So what happens is I get hit up about 17 times a day for donations to salespeople.
Yeah.
Literally, 17.
I know.
The AI, particularly with research, whether it be Westlaw, LexisNexis, it's in its very inception. And my thought is, I'm holding off on utilizing that whatsoever. Number one, you have to disclose it in these briefs that
you utilize it. Okay.
Number two, and I don't want to say people that use it are lazy or sloppy. If it's for administrative matters in your office, different story. But if you're representing something to the court, doggone it, it better be accurate. You're going to be held, especially in federal court, not all court, state court. So I don't think it's been refined enough yet to have dummies like myself utilize it for a purpose that would be instrumental and beneficial to the client at this juncture. However, I do see that it having some import, but I don't want to lose sight of this story and the sick things that this individual has allegedly done. A czar, an AI czar, because it's artificial intelligence. And guess what?
Man.
No one can tell me that the human mind, we've only used about 10% of it. We are smarter than anything in the world. This is artificial.
So Phil, these teens have set up relationships with AI and ended up killing themselves because they were coaxed by AI. Dangerous as hell, my man. Danger.
This podcast is brought to you by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in over 40 currencies with no markups and no hidden fees. Whether you're sending pesos across the pond, spending reals in Rio, or getting paid in dollars for your side gig, you'll get the mid-market exchange rate on every transaction. Plus, most transfers arrive in less than 20 seconds. Join 15 million customers internationally. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. T's and C's apply.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Isn't it?
It's very dangerous because now we have, you know, we talk about the boomers, X's, the Y's. Now the Z's, and now you're going to have even younger. And they almost look at this as if it's the Bible. So
true.
You're arguing with somebody about a case, and they're saying, well, ChatGPT said this. All of a sudden, ChatGPT. I thought it was Google. I thought Google was the smartest. Now it's ChatGPT, Grok. I mean, it's bereft of any intelligence to suggest that something artificial is going to be better than a human when it comes to professional services.
Nice, nice.
I don't see it. So, once again, the AIs are. I'm sorry I'm on this platform.
No. Phil, you're nailing it, brother.
I think about these things at night, and I say to myself, I love our politicians, but start making recommendations for things like this. It's almost like it's so logical. Have an AI czar, senators, please.
Phil DeLucente. Hey, Phil, before you go, has all this crap downtown, has it affected your staff, or is it business as usual? What are you doing?
Yeah, so I've been with a lot of our friends in the government lately at the federal and state level.
Yeah.
So what I understand is there's going to be a tremendous amount of security.
Oh, yeah.
There has been a disruptiveness to the extent that you'll have skeletal crews of persons working. The courts will remain open, but it's only on an as-needed basis. And I do see that it's very beneficial to the city from an economic supply standpoint
and
the demand that will be coming in. However, for guys that are trying to, you know, go out there and fight every day to do the things that you do in small business, it's very, very difficult if somehow, some way it's not going to be beneficial to the small businesses. And I get the whole
it's
going to be great for the city. And
it is. Yeah.
But it is very disruptive.
Phil DeLucente, my brother, nailed it today, my man. Nailed it. Nailed it. Thanks, my man.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Spot on. We've been waiting all year for this. Not really. This NFL draft thing, what's really important to the draft is the weather, which makes Mary ours even more significant than normal. Hi, Mary. Do you feel important?
I always feel important.
So
my husband's asked me every day, is the weather good? Is the weather good? I'm like, yes, it'll be okay. It'll be fine.
So all right, lady. Hey, lady. What's that weather going to be like down there for the draft? Lay it out, Mary.
Right?
Lay it out.
It'll be good. It'll be nice. Just, I mean, even today, it's absolutely gorgeous.
It sure is.
I mean, mid-70s. Tomorrow, partly sunny. We're in the upper 70s.
Oh.
Friday, there's a very small chance for showers, but nothing severe. It's mainly going to be dry, low 80s. So more dry time than anything. Now, Saturday is the day that we... Oh, look who it is. Do you see Ray?
Where's
Ray? Do you just see Ray pop in right there?
Where's Ray?
Ray, get over here.
That's my man.
He scared
Hello.
Me. There
Ray.
He is. Where's he at? Do you see? There he is.
Ray, we love you, man. Ray's the best.
I appreciate that. Do you hear that, Mary?
I know. We always...
hey, Ray.
Well, you guys have a great day. Enjoy
are you
the
too?
Weather.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah. Rain Saturday, but I mean, a lot of people are going to be doing the draft on, I feel like, Thursday, Friday. So, I mean, Saturday, it's still going to be a little soggy, but upper 60s, low 70s. I think if you're coming down that day, just keep in mind that you'll need the rain gear, I'm thinking.
But nothing
right,
tomorrow.
Right.
Mary, nothing Saturday, tomorrow. Yeah. Nothing.
Nothing tomorrow. No, it's fizzling out. I mean, models were showing a few showers, but it's really not looking like anything at this point. So I think we'll be good.
And what temperature, Mary?
Oh, upper 70s.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
It may touch 80. It's getting close, like 79, 80. 80, might hit 80.
You know, I had no idea. You can't bring squat downtown, so you can't bring parkas or chairs, nothing. Right, Mary?
Oh, I don't know, I guess.
Yeah.
You know what? I think you need clear bags, right?
Yeah.
So, clear bags, but you could use the clear bag as an umbrella.
So, Thursday and Friday, pretty cool.
Yes, it's going to be fantastic. I don't think a late shower on Friday is going to keep anyone away.
And Saturday a little, maybe?
Yeah, I think we're going to get some rain on Saturday. I think draft stuff starts at 9, 10 o'clock, and a lot of the showers in the morning. There's even a few showers possible Saturday night. So Sunday looks great, perfect. But Saturday, a little rain in the forecast.
Are you going to any of it?
Absolutely not.
No?
No way. No way.
Why?
Nope, I'm off. I'm off tomorrow and Friday. I don't really care about football. I could care less about it. I don't even watch the draft. My husband's he's going tomorrow. I mean, he's going at noon till who knows when he's going to be home.
Oh.
But he's like, this is a once in a lifetime opportunity. I'm so excited. I'm like, I'm really happy for you. I love this for you so much. if Alta World, do you know what Alta World is, where they have, it's in Florida, they do all the makeup things. If that was here, I'd be all for it. I'm like, this is amazing. I get to go once in a lifetime.
Alta World draft.
I don't care about
Alta World.
I don't care about it. Yeah, that's makeup and all the beauty products.
Take me to jail. Jesus.
See? You don't care about it. And I do. And you probably care about sports. I don't care about sports. So
good for you.
You know.
Thank you.
Besides, I like singing the national anthem, though, at sporting events, so.
Which you're great at. Mary, thank you.
Thank you, Marty.
She is.
Yeah.
Love her. I've been at this a while. She's one of the best talents in America. And, Patrick, did you hire her?
I did not hire her, but I did get to help, train Mary in her early journalism days.
Well, that's the mistake she makes.
Is that where she went wrong?
She's fantastic. Charming, kind, sweet, great mom, blah, blah, blah. Lance? O'Brien, you going?
She gave me all the news I want to hear.
So you're going to go down?
Oh, heck yeah, man.
Oh, wow.
I'm all about living, so I'm going down tonight for the Odyssey thing, at the Rivers, and then I'm going to be there all day Friday, probably plan to get down there around 11 in the morning on Friday, and just going to spend the whole day.
What?
Got I got tickets to the pit room for nice. Part of the draft and nice. Everything. So yeah, I'm in.
Word Arts Landing Thursday and Friday.
Okay,
come by and say hi.
I will.
So hold on, aren't you going with your daughter?
I am going with my daughter.
Nice.
Yep. So she came into town for Virginia. Huge Steelers fan. Her husband was born and raised in Virginia. He's also a huge Steelers fan. Nice. His grandmother's from Bedford, so that's how that connection was made. But yeah, we're planning on making a couple days of it here for sure.
It's kind of cool.
I agree with what Mary said. It's a once in a lifetime thing. It's not coming back here before I take a dirt nap, right? I'm gonna take advantage of it.
It's awesome. And what are you doing? You driving? What are you doing?
So I was originally going to drive in and park, down on across the river and walk across Roberto Clemente. Uh-huh. And the more that I looked at it, I'm actually going to take the T from Castle Shannon right into downtown.
Nice. So, and that's free.
It is free. And I looked at all the times. I think it's just going to be the easiest. As long as I can find a place to park in Castle Shannon, I should be fine.
It'd be okay, right?
Yeah. If I have to park in South Hills and walk over to Castle Shannon, it won't be as much fun, but hey.
And you don't mind the massive crowds is what I'm getting.
No, because again, it's one day, 2 days, and when are you going to get to do it again? That's the way I look at it.
No, I completely get it. And most of it's free.
Yeah, that's the great thing.
Kind of cool.
Yeah, the tea's free for the weekend, our tickets, because we're season ticket holders, they were free to the event we're going to.
Oh, nice.
So, it's going to be a lot of checking out the shows, the vendors, hopefully, a lot of fun football talk, and, hopefully the Steelers, keep building.
And this concert tonight is really cool.
Yeah, I'm excited about that. Jason Aldean,
he's a big star.
He is a big star. My daughter's more of a fan than me, but
right.
Hey, I get to hang out with my daughter. Any day I get to do that, it's thumbs up for me.
Isn't music amazing? My son, 15, He's a big Kanye West.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's my son.
He has no, he had no idea who Jason Aldean was. None. Zero. Yeah. Isn't it funny how it is?
Yeah, it is funny. I mean, it's, what's funny is, like, you know, my daughter just had a baby, so yeah. Grandbaby's coming up, so mom has no interest in going to any of this. She wants to watch the baby, right? So
yeah.
I send a screenshot to my daughter. She was like, what? What? Like, she thought the world was on fire because Jason Aldean was going to be there tonight.
Oh,
so she's
cool,
super
man.
Excited.
All right, let's talk about your gig and your company and seniors and Medicare, Medicaid, all that when you get back. All right, we'll be right back. All right. Well, Lance O'Brien, give us an update, sir. Help us. Help us.
Yeah.
MediConnect, go.
Yeah, I mean, actually, interesting week last week, the University of Southern California reached out. They're doing a big study on Medicare Advantage.
Whoa.
And they're looking at three key cities in the country.
Whoa.
One's Milwaukee, one's Los Angeles, and the other's Pittsburgh.
Whoa.
And so they reached out and wanted to get my thoughts on what's happening with Medicare Advantage. It seems to be such a polarizing topic.
Why, like, though? Because you like it.
I mean, I like both options. Okay. I truly do, right? Like, I think both options are viable. But, like, I had somebody on Facebook yesterday, and I know sometimes you post this. Somebody says something really ridiculous about you. You call them out, which I think is great, right? They just were like, Medicare Advantage is a scam. And I hate that because it's not a scam. Is it for everybody? No. But is it a scam? No.
How are they trying to characterize it as something bad?
Because what they're doing is they're basically tying it, honestly, to their political beliefs about capitalism and, right, like, insurance shouldn't be, you know, have anything to do with any kind of money of any sort. I don't know. What they don't understand is all over the world, all healthcare is tied to some dollar somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Like,
and there is no perfect system.
There is no perfect system. Right. Like, even if you're in a country that offers Medicare
Canada,
for all.
Not here. Oh, it's great up there. Okay. Ask someone who's trying to have surgery.
Yeah. You got to wait 6 or 8 months to even get anything done.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
So, like, the grass is always
England,
greener. Right.
Same
yeah.
Thing.
Yeah. So I say, and I kind of push back, right? Because it bothers me.
Of course.
Like, and basically what I said is it's not a scam. It's not for everyone, but my job is not to pick people's insurance for them. My job is to educate them on how insurance works in our country so that they can make a really good decision for themselves. That's really what it comes down to.
What's USC trying to prove?
USC is trying to really understand, because if you think about those three markets, they're very different from one another. They're trying to understand how the impact of Medicare Advantage is in different cities across the country. So it was about an hour interview where they were asking a ton of questions on, what do you see happening in the Medicare Advantage space in Pittsburgh? What are major impacts, right? And one of the things that sets us apart from a lot of other cities across the country is our two regional health systems that actually are tied to insurers. Because one of the things they were shocked about when they were asking me questions was, one of the big naysayers on Medicare Advantage is prior authorization. They're going to try to make you do prior authorization, and you're not going to be able to get the services you want and all those things. Well, again, having two big health systems here, that if you
UPMC
have
UPMC and Highmark.
UPMC and Highmark. Yeah. UPMC and Highmark. If I have Highmark insurance and I go to a Highmark or an AHM facility, how easy do you think it is to get that prior auth? It's pretty easy in this grand scheme of things. So that's where that regional impact of really good health systems does kind of mitigate what could be some of the concerns some people have around Medicare Advantage.
Wow. You still have folks that aren't covered?
Very few, but we don't really hear from anybody right now, because if they didn't crawl out from under their rock 3 or 4 months ago, they're not crawling out now, right? Like, it's not even, unfortunately, on their radar, which is sad, right? But can't make people make phone calls.
So you had a record year.
Yeah.
Assess it, though. Are folks better off, worse off? Are they paying more, paying less? I know it's a broad question.
No, I think it's a great question, actually. And the answer is right now, are they paying more than they were paying last year and the year before? The answer is definitely yes.
Yes.
If they have a supplement, they're paying more. Those
How
rates
much?
Have been going.
Roughly.
So again, historically, somebody would get a premium increase there that would be like 5%, maybe 7%. We've seen a lot of 18 to 20% increases on premiums in the Medicare supplement space.
Oh.
So pretty significant, right? And I will add there, if you have a supplement, a plan G, a plan F, and you haven't had your coverage reviewed in like 3 or 4 years, it's the same coverage regardless of what carrier you're with. But you could move to another carrier if you can pass underwriting and save $50 or $60 a month for the exact same coverage, right? So like, don't just keep paying $300 a month for your supplement if you're healthy. Go and pay $200.
Wow.
Because if they can pass underwriting, the other company offers it for cheaper, which they normally do, then, you know, they can get that, right?
Which means check in with...
Check in, right? Like, just don't sit on your, you know, because again, people who go with supplements, it is great coverage. And they're just like, I'm going to set it and forget it.
No, I get it.
Fine. But don't forget the premium you're paying, right? When it comes to Medicare Advantage, there was slight premium increases. Where we saw the biggest changes with Medicare Advantage this last year was drawbacks on ancillary coverage. So dental benefits, vision benefits. Things like that, where maybe 2 years ago they had a $3,000 allowance every year, it might be $1,500 now.
Yeah, especially for glasses.
Yes.
And for dentists.
Yes.
Sucks.
Yeah.
Hey, yep. What about Scripps?
Brian and I just finished doing a podcast before I came down here, and that's the one thing that we continue to be extremely concerned about.
Why?
Well, because the Inflation Reduction Act made a lot of what I would consider from a legislative standpoint, good decisions. Let's cap insulin. Let's cap out-of-pocket expenses. Let's start negotiating Part D drugs. All of that I personally would vote for, right? The problem is someone still has to pay for that, right? And the government's not going to pay for all those changes. The insurance company's not going to pay for all those changes, right? So, like, the government's passing some of those changes. Like, if it's legislation, the insurance carrier can't be like, we're not going to do that, right? Like, kind of like in a Few Good Men, like order's an order, right? Yeah. Like, so they got to do it, right? But then they're trying to figure out how to absorb their costs, but then they're going to pass some of the cost on to the consumer. That's why a lot of plans didn't used to have deductibles on prescriptions. Now almost all of them do. Right. So like that's going to be the big that's the one he and I are concerned about as we go into this next year.
Lance O'Brien, have a great time, man.
Hey, man, I'm looking forward to it.
Seriously, you deserve it, brother.
Thanks, man.
My man.
Hey, guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right. On audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.